Today is November 17th, 1994. The time is 10 o'clock. This is another in our series of 40th anniversary interviews. My name is Bill Miles, and today we have the pleasure of interviewing Ed and Patty Miller. Ed and Patty are longtime residents, and they are also the parents of our present city clerk, Geraldine Flack. Patty, you have been here for how many years in Madison Heights?
Since about 1935 or 36.
Ed, you were here in Royal Oak Township. You were in Royal Oak Township, more in Royal Oak.
I was born in Royal Oak Township, which became part of Royal Oak in the fall of 21.
Okay.
And then I moved over here after we were married in 48.
Okay, so you've both been here for quite some time.
Oh, yes.
How did you meet?
Well, we met out, really, we met out in what would be Union Lake.
Now, how did you get out there from here? Did you go to a dance, or was it
Yes. And I had met some of the boys that Ed was with, had gone to school with me here at Madison.
Okay, you went to the original Madison High School.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Ed and I, there was a little break us, and Ed and his friends drove my girlfriend and I home.
Okay.
To back to my mother and stepfather's home.
Okay.
And that's how we met.
Okay. Now, you're presently living in Union Lake, but your address here in Madison Heights was what when you lived here?
The original one was on, when I was a child.
Okay.
It was 26640 Town Lake.
Okay. And then when the two of you were married, you...
26381 Dartmouth.
Okay. And then you had how many children?
We had three daughters.
Children. Three daughters, Geraldine, and what were the other names?
Sue and Cindy.
Okay.
And our boy passed away when he was 3 months old.
Oh, okay.
But we lived over on Townley until...
50.
We got married in August of 48, and we lived over there until 50.
Yep. You must have liked this area to stay here.
Well, my uncle was Captain Skidmore, Robert Skidmore.
The police department?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And he bought a home up on Greg, and he raised five boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he passed away. But Ed helped him out on several raids in the area.
So you worked with the police department?
I did before I got in the fire department.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
I used to raid blind pigs here,
really?
And over in West State.
Okay. Now, blind pigs, this is during Prohibition, or this was...
No, this was in...
These were after hours.
After
places.
The war. This was
okay.
When I was courting her in 47.
Okay. Now, what high school did you graduate from?
Royal Oak High.
Royal Oak High. Okay.
And then, when we bought our home over there, well, Ed was on the fire department when our daughter Sue was 1 month old.
Okay.
And
now this was the official fire department, or this
yes,
was a volunteer?
No, he was a volunteer for several years before that, and then he got on the fire department when for real.
Were you interested in being on a fire department, or was it something that you just kind of?
Oh no, I was interested in it.
Really.
I wasn't really big enough to be a policeman in them days.
Okay.
But I was big enough to be a firefighter.
Okay. So you were where? Where was the station back then?
The station then was right where it is now.
Okay.
At this one, and about a year or two later, or I can't remember, just when we had a little garage out on 13 Mile Road, was a number two station.
Okay.
The garage was belonged to the Lamford School Board. They used to park buses in it, and then they let us have it. They tore out the bridge on John R. is why we had to get a fire station out there. They tore that bridge right out, and there was
John R. and what?
Red Run.
Oh, okay.
They tore that out, so we put a little fire hall out there and operated up from there and from here both.
But there wasn't a whole lot on that end, was there?
No, not really.
But you
pheasants and cows and
barns and a few farmhouses, yeah. Not a lot though. Okay, how many years were you on the fire department?
32.
32 years? So you were married, you had your children.
Mm-hmm.
They all went to the Madison School District.
Oh, yes.
What schools did they go to while they were here?
They went to Wilkeson. Oh, well, Edison, Wilkeson, and then they graduated from Madison High.
Okay, so they never went to the original Kendall School, the one that was on... It was on John R., and then it moved over to Wolverine and Greg, and then the Methodist Church took over.
No. I had gone to Edison, and then they changed the boundaries, and then I was transferred to Koss School.
Okay. And Koss was where?
Up on Park Court. Oh, Hales. Yeah, Hales.
Okay.
And then we used to... Of course, there was no school buses, and mm-hmm. we walked, and it was quite a distance. And we used to take the shortcut instead of walking the highway. We would go through the woods and cut through the woods.
It was pretty much farm around here, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes. There was, in fact, the neighbors, there was, they raised goats. And, well, in fact, my grandmother had raised at one time, well, we had chickens, and we had she had a couple of pigs.
Okay. And you said she owned quite a few lots?
Yes. From Greg down to, from Townley and Greg, she had about five lots there.
And then what, she sold them off to people that were interested in building
houses? She kept them until my grandfather was killed in the explosion. The house exploded. My grandfather was killed.
Oh, really? Now, how did the house explode?
From a...
coal gas.
Oh, really?
Coal gas. They had a...
Forest
hot water, coal gas... coal-fired boiler, and something happened, and he went out to check it, and it blew up and blew him up against the rafters.
And the only thing that saved my grandmother was the cupboard knocked her over, and that saved her and the dog.
Now, this was, were you on the fire department when this happened?
No, I was living in Royal Oak then.
This was January of 48. In fact, I was
47,
up.
48.
And that was in January of 48. And then my grandmother and I stayed in part of the burned home until it was completed.
Now, how did you get it repaired? Did you call someone in the neighborhood?
The insurance company had called someone in, and they had it redone over.
Now, when you moved here to Madison Heights, did you build a house, or was
there
a house?
We lived in that, in my
grandmother's. That same house you
lived
in?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then we bought our new house up on Dartmouth and Andover.
Now, what was it like here for a young girl? Were there things to do? I mean, what did you do, actually? Everything revolved around the school?
Family. Yes. The gardening, the taking care of, you know, the home and things. And but on Saturday, if we were privileged, my brother and I were given money to get on the Martin Line bus, and we'd go into Royal Oak and go to matinee.
Now, the Martin Line, we've heard about that before. Where did the Martin Line run?
Highland Park.
To Highland Park, to yes.
Down
to
John R.?
Down John R.
Okay.
And 11 Mile Road.
Yes. What did you do when you went into Royal Oak? You just went shopping?
Yes, and, you know, go to the matinees on Saturdays
or Sunday.
How old
was your brother?
Well, he was...
How much age difference was there between the two of you?
Not quite 2 years.
Okay. And, well, so you're pretty close.
Yes, yes. And but really, other than that, there wasn't too much activity. We were more or less out in the country.
I always wonder, because you talk about kids not having anything to do now.
Oh, there was plenty to do.
The outdoor movies over here on 11 Mile Road.
Now, I've heard about those. Where were they?
Outdoor movies. Even after the war, they had them.
Okay.
And they'd have a camera fixed, and I forget what, Friday or Saturday night. The kids would all come around in cars and roadsters and everything, you know.
Did they show them on the side of the building?
I was...
Well, they had a big sign there, and they had it painted white, and they'd have outdoor movies there.
Was this like talking movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, talking movies, and then they had Jack's Auction for a Friday night.
Oh,
you
yeah,
could go down there.
That's the guy that owned the lumber yard?
No. That's across the street from him.
Okay. Now, this is Jack who?
Jack Cantrell.
Okay. He was a big booster in the city,
wasn't
he? Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes. And then, well, too, when we first moved out here, I don't know how many years it was, there used to be... a park up here off of
Greg.
And
yeah, there's one just a couple blocks away.
Well, that was quite an entertainment thing for us to do, too, because the different church groups would rent the park out and would have picnics there. And, of course, there was music, and there was a lot of Polish picnics and things there, which was quite fun because, you know, we could go and watch them dance and listen to the music.
So that park's been there quite some time.
Oh, yes. My family, we used to haul water. That was how we got our water. We would go there with these big cans.
Was it, a central well?
Yes, they let us
use
it.
Oh, no kidding. Now, that's something we haven't heard before.
Oh, yes. There was a pump there. And we would take our turns. Now, you know, and being kids, my brother and I, if we were sent to pull the water, in the winter we used toboggans. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time you'd fool and it'd fall out, we'd get home, there would be not that much water.
How much would you carry at a time?
Well, sometimes we had the two, like, there was, well, more or less like steel garbage cans, you
oil
know?
Oil drums.
And yes, and we'd get them on a wagon, or, as I said, in the winter it was a toboggan, and we would fill them, and that was our water supply.
So they had the same thing at 13 Mile Road, across where the city hall is. They had their own water system the people built, and same up on south of 14.
That's like the Frank Lloyd Wright subdivision had. Is that what you're
talking
about?
I don't know
about?
What they call it, but they had their own water systems up till.
Yeah, Co-op still has their own water system. Mm-hmm. They still have a well.
Oh, the Co-op does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys didn't have, you had to go haul your own water.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
A lot of people hauled up water.
Now, you were highly involved in the city become a city.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, there were some reasons that you wanted to see it become a city. Water would be a real good reason to me. I mean, that'd get old real fast, carrying water.
Well, we had water later, but when Ed and I got married, we just would like to see transferred from the township. We thought going to a city was more, would be a lot, there are more advantages than staying just with the township.
Roads
and...
You didn't have as, the roads weren't real good.
Oh, no. We got good roads after we become a city. We had putting all of them paved now, aren't they?
No, you're not real political kinds of people.
No.
You didn't get into the political. What did you actually do? How did you get involved?
Well, Bill Huffman and, who else? Several others.
Virginia Salberg.
Royal Oak was going to take part of us, and Hazel Park was going to take part of us, mm-hmm. and there was agreements that certain individuals would get good jobs and the rest were going to be out.
Okay.
And we fought like hell to get it to become a city, and the first election was messed up because Royal Oak had title to that school property.
Okay.
And that messed up the whole election that year. I think that was in 55. In 56, we had another election and went and put it over.
But Bill Huffman was really,
Davis?
Daryl Davis.
John McCrina.
Theodore Kren.
Yes, but they got the whole, asked the whole people to volunteer their services, and they sparked this all-out campaign to go from door to door to register people to vote.
Is that what you were doing, was going
door-to-door?
That's
what I did it.
Okay.
And
where did you meet? No, I've heard this before, that you met and you talked about it, but where did you meet?
In different homes.
Okay. And there was, now, when I was interviewing Art Selahowski last week, he said something about a restaurant, Virginia Salberg's restaurant. A lot of people used to meet there.
Oh, yes,
and
but that was very small. Okay. That was, yes.
Edwards House, Salberg's House, pretty much all of the ones
Ed
that was
Edwards
on the...
Yeah, and Charlie Edwards wanted the city.
Even
they were
Bill...
Pierce?
Bill Pierce, he was in there.
But...
Now, Bill Pierce, is that Russ Pierce's?
No.
Oh, okay. Bill Pierce run the gas station right here. That was his gas station and wrecker service.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the wintertime... We went out with the fire engines. Bill Pierce would have a wrecker by us and pull us out.
And from the mud.
All took care of it. Same as The guy up there now, he used to take care of Bill Mundy.
Okay, so he's been here for quite some time,
too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. But the ditches along 11 Mile Road and all along were so big and deep. I mean, they were really big.
So this registering people for the city to become a city was quite a job because you had to walk from door to door, mostly.
Oh, yes.
The roads weren't very good.
We walked door to door.
Did you find people receptive?
Yes, very much so. Very, very. I mean, we'd never ask their political or which way they want it. We just wanted to know, are you registered to vote? That was the main thing.
Okay, now what did you do with the names that you collected? Who?
Oh, we took them, well, we gave them to our committee chairman, whoever that would be.
Okay, now.
And then they would take them to the... You know.
Now, was that Ann Edwards that collected all of the names,
compiled
all the names?
I think so, yes. I think, I can't remember.
Okay, I think that's, I think that's what she told
me
when I
interviewed her. Yes, she was very active in that.
Okay, it didn't bother people that they might have to pay more taxes for services or whatever.
No, more people seemed that they were really enthused to become a city. They really wanted to make this, and then the thing after it did become was the main thing, well, with the name, and that was quite a thing too.
How we got named?
Yes, how they got named.
Well, give us your story of how we got named.
Gee,
do you remember?
No, other than they just asked people to send in different names, and I don't remember how they even came to.
Yeah, Macrina did it. Macrina added the Heights on to it, I guess. But they did have a thing where they asked people to send in for names,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can remember different, if you had any suggestions, you know, what would you like to have?
All them people on more or less the board at that time that sparked it, you know, they put in a lot of hours, a lot of work.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
there was a lot of ill feelings.
Oh, yes.
Oh, between who?
Oh, a lot of different people.
Who didn't want it or
Who didn't want it.
Oh, you're
kidding. Wanted to remain a town.
There were people.
Oh, yes.
Okay, how about Horky? Horky wanted to be a city or didn't want to be a city?
He was against it, as far as I'm concerned. He was against it, and and then they elected him mayor the second term, I think, when he was a city. He was a smart man. There's no question about it.
I heard a lot about the name. That's the only reason I mentioned it. He owned a farm.
He had the farm where, what's that shopping center?
Kmart?
Kmart was there. That was all his farm. You'd see him out there working every day from sunup to sundown.
Okay, now, you were a volunteer fireman before it was a city. Mm-hmm. Then you became a fireman after it became a city.
No. A township when I become a fireman.
Okay. Now you're a city, and you're on the fire department. What kind of equipment did you have back then compared to what we have today?
Oh, there's no comparison. We had a 46 American or France, which I think they still have, and we had an old Ford tanker, converted job with a front end pump, and we took care of things pretty well with that.
Okay.
And then we had we was getting into the rescue business, and we had a little ambulette, they called.
That's what I was going to ask you. Now, you guys did rescue way back then.
We did rescue work with the engine.
No kidding.
Well, instead of taking the engine out, the chief figured to get a little wagon or a car. And we first one, I think, we bought from Undertaker, Chrysler with that fluid drive.
Okay.
And
it was like a stick automatic, but
yeah,
it was like a stick. You still had to shift it.
And we used that. And
who was the Undertaker you got it from? Do you remember? Just the name?
Went down 11 Mile Road in Royal Oak.
Hopcraft?
No.
That's okay. I just wondered.
I can't place him right now.
Now, what did you guys do on the rescue? I mean, as far as rescuing, what could you take care of?
Breathing, bleeding, almost the same things they take care of now, only we were very, you know, compared to now, primitive.
Yeah. Didn't have a whole lot of training. I mean, you didn't take a lot of classes or anything.
We had training. Consumers Power gave us some training.
Oh, no kidding.
They sent people out we asked them, and they come out, and we had different people that were knowledgeable in in that they give us training. We had a pretty good rescue outfit.
How many guys were on a department then?
6 or 7.
That was it?
Yeah, 2. When I was on, I think there was 7, counting the chief, or he was the captain then.
Who was the chief?
Sloan.
Okay.
And, let's see, how we... I could be wrong in that. I'm trying to 6. I think there was 6. And then when we got the little fire hall out there, we had to have one or two more.
Yeah, it was the one up north.
We kept getting 1 or 2 a year then.
Okay.
After that, if I'm right, I could be...
Because it's tough to cover a 24-hour shift with that few people. You were on 24-hour shift then?
Yeah, but we only had one extra day off then, about every 16 days.
Okay. So what, you were on a day off a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until the Kelly day come up every 16 days, I think.
Okay. My brother's a fireman, too. He's a fireman in the house.
And
how many guys did you have on a shift? Two.
Two, usually.
Two. Yeah.
2, and then we got 3 for some reason. I forget now. We must have got somebody, more people.
Then you must have had to call the other ones in when there was something going on.
When we got a call, we turned this big siren on.
It was like an air raid siren.
To call the volunteers in. Mm-hmm. We turned the siren on, and we'd take off. And sometimes that siren would still be blowing when we come back.
Now, would you say that you had, electrical work and stuff like that wasn't that good back then. You must have had more fires, I would think.
Yeah, a lot of field fires in them days, a lot of oil stoves.
Okay.
Old oil furnaces and that, they would, a lot of them. And then we had some good house fires, and we had some pretty good little fires around.
Nothing tall, though. There weren't any tall buildings,
tall,
so you didn't have to worry about that.
We didn't get to snorkel until... 68, when they went to build the big tower, the senior citizens.
Okay.
And we bought that, which was a real good investment.
Okay.
And I think we paid, just round figures, $100,000 for it there, and last I heard it's worth about $250,000. It was all overhauled from the bottom on up.
Yeah.
And that was a real good investment even at that time.
We recently had a millage campaign, and they were talking about what some of these things cost, and some of them are $500,000 now. I forget what piece of equipment it was.
It's better to sometimes, if you got a good foundation, build on what you have.
Because, like you said, the 46 LaFrance is still in operation?
Oh, it's still, it's not in operation. It's there.
It's still around.
Yeah, at last I knew it was still here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've seen it. Yeah, they don't use it. I think it comes out for parades and stuff.
Yeah, parade deal.
So tell me something about what it was like around this area. You never went up much past, 12 Mile?
No, we went all the way to 14.
You went up, but you didn't. I mean, not as far as the fire department, but
no.
Yourselves,
no.
There wasn't much up there, so there wasn't any reason to go up there.
No, you'd go into Royal Oak shopping, and then...
What did you have around here close by?
Some
of the shops and businesses?
There was...
Well, John R. Lumber was there for years.
Yeah, the Lumber Rack, remember there.
And then when we lived...
Sloppy Joe's.
There
was a pool room on the corner
of John R. The bar at Dartmouth. And that was there for years.
Sloppy Joe's was where? 11 Mile?
Yeah.
What is that bar called now? The end of...
And they keep changing the name, but it will always be...
It was always Sloppy Joe's. First was old store that you had to walk up the steps to it. And they had big windows in the front, and they had 32 ounces of beer for 15 cents, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
But if they wouldn't sell you the 32 ounces because you were looked young, they'd line up the shelves of beer on the bar for you. Why, I don't know, but Sloppy Joe's always had a good reputation.
When we first moved out here back in the 30s, there was a bar right at the corner of John R. and 11 Mile Road, and it was Mally Barker's bar. Mally Barker owned the bar, and it was called the Sunset Inn.
Sunset Inn.
Yes. And then later, I don't know how or what, but I can remember later, a family by the name of Stevens had a trailer park there.
Right. Roy is in the Rotary now.
Oh, is that right? Yep. Well, his father, Roy's father, went to work with my grandfather down in Timken's, down in Detroit. And they used to ride together, my grandfather and Mr. Stevens. But I can remember when we first came out, this little old bar, real country looking.
Okay.
But Mally Barker was the owner of it.
And now,
it was
who room come behind it?
Now, you're talking about, where was that again?
At 11 Mile Road and
11 Mile and
John R.
Like where Uncle Boomba's is? Store, gas station.
Oh yeah, it was back. Not right at the corner, but it was. It was back just a little ways from there.
Okay.
You know, not right at directly on them, but back a little ways. But
where did you shop? Where did you get your groceries? Or did you have to go to Royal Oak?
Well, when we first moved out, we went to Royal Oak, Hazel Park, or that. But then, as when Ed and I got married and moved over on Dartmouth, I used to take the girls and go over to. Stevenson and 11 Mile Road,
mm-hmm.
And then we'd go down to 12 Mile there later. When it then pretty soon the Anconas.
Anconas was always there. That was a little store right
down here on
okay.
John Art. Then
Jake Ancona died recently.
Yes,
yeah, Jake and Tony, both.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, he was the boxer.
And they had a store.
A family
where now?
Store right down here on John R. And oh my goodness, it'd be more or less like Kitty Park Cowan.
That was like a little place where you get bread and milk and.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was like a little mom and pop store.
And okay. They had meat and things.
They had
in
meat
there,
and.
But I can remember the opening of it. We were so pleased to have it.
Yeah.
Store closed.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like you had a whole lot
no,
of places
to go to. No, we didn't.
We,
as I say, we had to go into Royal Oak, or I can remember going into Royal Oak a lot.
Clothing, where would you get clothing?
Royal Oak. Highland Park.
Monkey Ward.
Hazel
Montgomery
Park.
Gorge in Royal Oak.
Royal Oak.
Federals in Ferndale.
Ferndale.
Okay, that was like where, on
Sears
8 Mile?
And Highland Park.
Ferndale, it was 9 Mile Road
Woodward.
Oh, okay.
And then, and of course, in Royal Oak, there was Montgomery Boards and some other clothing stores there. And
Royal Oak was a big place to go.
Now, you mentioned going into Hazel Park every once in a while to shop.
Yeah.
Was Hazel Park more developed than this area?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
At that time,
okay.
They had a lot of little stores. And
paved streets and everything?
More or less
yes.
on the main, on the main roads.
Okay.
You didn't get off the main roads anyway.
Okay, but they have a little different setup than we have, because our stuff is set a little bit farther back off the street, and theirs is right up.
Right.
Well, theirs is older.
Yeah.
I can remember even going into Hazel Park to get school supplies.
Okay.
When I went to,
but you didn't drive anywhere.
Oh, no, I was too young. My grandfather or my mother would drive.
But, I mean, even when you were older and you were married, how often did you drive? Did you drive mostly or take the bus?
Oh, we drove.
We drove.
Okay.
We drove.
Well, we went
for a year and a half without a car, and I used to take Jerry and Sue and take the little red wagon and head out over to Stevenson Highway, across Stevenson, to the supermarket to get groceries and back. Or
how about doctor?
Doctors?
Yeah.
Oh,
we had in the
Dr.
children.
Dr. Simon, who was in the...
Well, he was in when Become a City.
Become a City.
But
he was our doctor at that time.
He was
time.
Here somewhere?
Oh,
in this
yes.
area.
Yes.
Over where?
He had an office down in...
he had it down
John
R.
R.
But he his first office that I know was at Stevenson Highway and John R.
Stevenson Highway and John R. Okay.
He was a jolly little guy.
Okay. Do you remember a Van Oosten?
Oh yeah.
Dr. Van Oosten.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
yes.
He was one of the greatest
he was
guys that ever lived around.
Superior in his family. Yes.
He used to be he was a doctor that, what, he checked the teams? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, he took care of the teams.
All the.
For Madison School District.
Most
and,
of the Little League football.
And the Little League football. When we
oh,
got
okay.
into the. Yes. When we became a city, he done all, took care of all the little ones for the Little League football. We became active in that.
Oh, did
and
you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Little
League football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we were in that about 13 years, I think.
Really?
The girls, our girls.
She was the princess, or the queen. and her two sisters were
really? You're kidding. You're talking about Jerry.
Yeah.
Ed's pointing to Jerry right now. Jerry's not saying anything. But
yeah, she was the queen one year. And
we used to take them out selling candy for the Little League football. Okay. And they sold quite a bit. And finally, they said, well, the other one said, if Millers are going to sell candy, we're not going to compete, so we backed off.
Well, that's kind of nice you got involved in.
Yeah, well, I was in, and I was too when we became a city shortly after, became involved with the Madison Heights Women's Club.
Now we have women's clubs now. We have like a junior women's club, an intermediate women's club.
Well, this was just the beginning, and I can't think of the ladies, well, Virginia Salberg, Jen, I just to me, and Betty. Oh my goodness, how? And it was, we met in her home a lot and in others' homes, but we did meet up at Betty Howe's, and oh my goodness.
Jen Silver got around quite a bit, didn't she?
Oh yes, yes, yes she did.
Well, she was a worker.
Yes, very involved.
So what, say for instance, ladies' clubs and, you know, clubs, fraternities and sororities or whatever, they usually get involved in doing community kinds of things. What did you get involved in when you were in the women's club? What kind of causes did you pick up?
Oh my goodness. I can't recall now. I can remember our first parade.
Okay.
We were thrilled to death. Well, that was the city.
Was that when
parade.
We became the city in January?
And well, it was
or
in
December.
It was in the spring. It must have been, or it could have been on one of Memorial Day. But it was. We took part in it, and
because
I
we have pictures of a parade and it's cold.
I was expecting. Well, it could have been an. I was expecting our third daughter, Cindy.
Okay.
And I was very, very pregnant. And it was so funny because I was driving in a car and the sign, City of Progress. And of course, we all laughed about that. Because, yes, it was. And but I can remember being, we had one or two cars in it, Madison Heights Women's Club did. And,
do you remember some of the other people on the parade?
Oh my goodness!
Police, fire.
Oh yeah, always, there. Always the police and the fire.
They didn't let us in that parade.
Oh really?
And
they didn't let the fire department in it?
Not in the victory parade.
Well, that was it. I don't think this was later at the Madison Heights Women's Club.
Yeah, well that
later.
Was a later parade. The original parade they didn't.
No, I know.
No police, no fire.
No political.
They called it the victory parade.
Yeah.
Why did they not let police and fire in?
They
that's an odd.
They were. Well, there was a couple of firefighters there. I don't know if I've seen any policemen, but there was somebody there.
Somebody didn't get along, right? Oh, okay.
A lot of frictions.
Oh, okay.
A lot of frictions. Okay. Still going on.
That's true. Okay. Wanted to ask you something about the incinerator. What do you remember about the incinerator? I've heard so many different versions about the incinerator.
Well, that was on a junkyard.
How'd we get it? It was
a junkyard. Built on a junkyard.
Okay. Who owned the junkyard, do you remember?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember who owned that, but they come in and moved the dirt around and buried a lot of cars. And
we thought we were doing something good, though, when we got there, right?
Yes.
I mean,
nobody
knew what this thing was going to be.
No, nobody, everybody thought it was going to be.
It was a great thing to have.
You had to take your junk someplace, right?
Really?
Well, they had a collection. We didn't take it out there. You could, I guess, if you wanted to, but we had collection then.
But that's what I mean, though. They had to take this stuff someplace because, what, you guys would have had to bury it or do whatever with it if they wouldn't have
We had private collectors.
Okay.
I remember down here in Townley here, we live here, we had a Mr. Thomas from, I think he was on from West 8 Mile Road, wasn't he? And he come around and he went into their backyard, picked it up, carried it all the way to the road, and jumped it. Actually, he was better. They picked up and cleaned up after him.
Now, was this... Now, you're talking junk or you're talking, like, garbage? This is...
Garbage.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage.
Now, what would they do with this? They would take it...
I don't know.
We never know.
They must have made something off of it.
They might have been taking it to pig farms, but I don't know. We had a big pig farm, but it wasn't there then. It was before the war on 14 Mile in John R., just east. There was a big pig farm there around 34, 35.
Do you remember who owned the pig farm?
I have no idea.
Okay.
but they used to come out. There was a lot of pig farms and that there. They used to come sometimes in the morning by the bar. They have a whole trailer full of baked goods. Of course, we went out and got some baked goods. It was only a day old baked goods, you know.
Okay.
And then they'd take it to the pig farm.
Now, when you say the bar, you used to help out at a bar.
Cedron, yeah. I'd run the gas station for them and kept the beer cold.
Where was this?
11 Mile and DeQuinder.
Okay, that was whose bar?
Cedar Inn Barbecue. Bill Rintz owned it. Bill okay. and Elvira Rintz.
Okay. How many years did you work there?
Oh, just a couple.
Okay, used
maybe
to
three at the most.
How'd you used
really
to get there?
Remember.
You were a kid when you worked there, right?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was 13 when I went out there.
Holy mackerel. Talk about industrious. And you what? How'd you get there? Walk?
Walk. Then I got a bicycle.
Really?
And it fell off the car in front of Sloppy Joe's and got mangled. And then I got another one. And
now, this is interesting. You lived in Royal Oak, but you were coming over here. Now, what made you come over in this
Oh, Bill Rintz's bar that I went to.
How did you find out about that place?
Well, the lady next door is Bill Rintz's sister.
Okay.
Where I lived in Royal Oak.
With your folks.
I see.
On Lincoln.
I see.
They
okay.
lived on West Lincoln, and they live right next door to us.
And they said they needed somebody over here.
No, Bill used to come around, and he'd come visiting, and we'd talk. And,
that was the son? The son or the father?
No, that's the father of Bill.
The father. Okay.
The son never had too much to do with the bar. Bill built him the TV after he come back from the service. And he had to all knew about radars and stuff, so he built him a store there.
Okay. Now, this bar that you worked at, was that close to the Coachman, Coach Light, whatever?
No. It was right on the corner.
Across?
Southeast corner of 11 Mile and DeQuinder.
That's where the gas station is now.
Yeah.
Okay, so they built the TV place right next door.
Right.
Okay.
I think that building's still there.
Okay. What did you do when you worked in the bar? Sweep up, wipe the tables
party
down,
sweep,
stuff
and,
like that.
Keep beer and pop on ice, and push in half barrels of beer.
That's hard work.
Run the gas station.
That's tough.
Oh, they didn't sell that many. It wasn't that hard. The hours were long. That's all.
Yeah. And you ran the gas station too.
Well, if you call it a gas station, it had a couple of oil pumps and a couple of gas pumps. You had to pump the gas up in it. You remember?
Yeah. This was the kind with the
big.
The tall cylinder.
Big tall one, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was just before the war, you know.
What was that intersection like there?
Well,
we've never gotten
nasty.
Into that. What was
that?
What
was that
there?
Intersection? Accidents.
Anything else there besides the bar and the gas station?
Well, when Rosie.
Rosie's bar was down at
later
10 Mile Road.
Later she built there. Yeah.
And then after the war, she built one back this way.
Yeah.
Now, was this the famous Rosie, the
mm-hmm.
one we named the park
the
after?
Called
yes.
Famous.
Yeah.
Infamous, famous?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Infamous.
Did she have a regular bar? It
was a bar
there.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now I didn't, I thought it was just a house.
No.
She had to run the bar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she built that one brick house there. It's still there.
Now, I wanted to ask you, that brick house that's there, is that where Bond built is now? It's like a big, long brick house?
I don't know. I haven't been around there.
Okay, I think that's the one it is, but I...
It was a large brick home.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Had a garage in the basement, you went around the back.
That's the one. This is up on a hill.
Yeah, my uncle's property.
Yeah,
right
just a little, like a rise kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was all woods then in the back there.
Did you know Rosie? Did you ever meet her?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm.
What was she like? She's part of the history. We got a park named after her.
She was
kind of rough?
Well, a businesswoman, more or less. A little time. I talked
Did
to
she
her
get involved
times.
In anything in the community? Or?
No, I don't remember ever, ever having... Do you ever? I don't think she.
No,
ever
I just
did.
Wondered. Okay.
Not that I know of.
Okay. How about we're Little League football? What else did you get involved in? Girls become cheerleaders?
Dad used to make the cheerleading costumes for some of the kids.
Dad used to make the cheerleading.
The skirt.
You're all right.
I run it that. Well,
sound like
year,
my
I
dad.
Was a candy chairman, and then I was the head of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, he's head of the cheer.
I had to make a couple of skirts for a couple of girls.
Were you really?
Yeah.
How'd you get into that? Where'd you learn how to sew?
Oh, before the war, I worked for a tailor for a little while.
No kidding.
And these girls didn't have too much, and we wanted to have skirts, so we got the material and made them.
Oh, that's great.
And that was always something. There's always something going on. We're selling candy for the football and that there. We'd go way out by my mother-in-law's house, way out in Union Lake, selling candy.
Okay.
I could just be, and the kids, of course, the girls then, as they got older, they, you know, we, their school and things. And
some of them coached. Did you coach the, Sue did, I know, did
yeah.
You?
And
they coached what?
The cheerleaders.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And you were satisfied with the school district, obviously. Didn't have any problems with them?
No, never. I never had any problems.
School was a little different then than it was
oh,
today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they taught you.
They
taught you reading, writing, and arithmetic then.
I don't know how or why, but we never had any problems with the girls. They'd come home from school and they'd wait a bit, but they always had their homework done. And they'd always, we'd get around the table if they had a project, and we'd all work on this project. Dad made Eskimo dolls and sew up things. And
did you get to learn, know any of the teachers?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about some of the teachers.
Oh, my. Well, they were all.
How about Helen Hennessy? Did you get to know Helen Hennessy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I didn't
no. Okay. Mrs. Wilson and Edison.
Shadow.
Mrs. Who used to be
the wife of the chief of police.
Really?
Yes.
Her name was
Hazel Park.
Yeah, Jerry.
Okay.
And Mrs. Christian. Mm-hmm. And over. Yeah, and then over in the high school,
Mr.
there was. Who's the one we went on the cruise with?
This was a cruise what now?
Just
oh,
here a
okay.
few years ago. Cindy, the youngest daughter, and her family, and Jerry and her daughter, and Ed and I, we went on a cruise to the Caribbean. And Cindy as and Bill's a travel agent is a sister to Mrs. Sobajinski, who was Cindy's math teacher at school.
Okay.
And she told Cindy, she said, oh, there's a group from Edison High School going to go on the crew, the teachers. And so, by golly, we ended up knowing several. Mr. Giroux.
Oh,
and
that's really
neat. Oh, who is the man? Oh, my goodness. And he recognized us right away. He knew all the Millers. But
who was the principal of Edison
Mr.
School?
Ryan.
Yeah. Mr. Bryan.
Yeah, Mr. Bryan.
Yeah. And
did you ever go to school board meetings?
No, I never did.
You belong to the PTA?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I was active over in the at Edison and helped out. And when the kids, then they had left and went to St. Denis. And then Jerry wasn't too happy there, and then she went back over to.
Oh, Edison. You went to St. Denis School?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you don't like it, eh?
I had a bad experience.
Very bad.
I came back to Edison, and I just loved it.
And Mother had, yeah. I had a very bad experience.
Yeah. How old were you when you went to St. Denis?
Second grade.
It could be pretty tough.
Yes, it was. But when she came back over to Edison, she settled right back, and she, well, the girls were all pretty good grades, all of them. They all had good grades.
I was going to ask you where you went to church. You went to church in St.
Denis? Yes, before it even became.
What was it back then? Was it a wooden building?
It was.
I mean, that building there looks fairly new now.
St. Denis. We
no, it was a nice little church.
It
wasn't too little either.
Yeah, when it first started, it was Father
little.
Wagner was the first one there, wasn't that
it was
big.
Little,
it was
and then
it
they
small.
Built on the other hand.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then they just redid it all over again. So it's
yeah.
Like three times.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a dumb question, but there was a St. Vincent too. Now why?
Yeah,
a lot of people wind up going over to St. Denis. Why did they wind up going over to St. Denis when St. Vincent was right here?
St. Vincent's wasn't there for quite a few years.
Way after we were in the city.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. That probably came in that subdivision started
right,
to develop there.
Right. After the city
they probably owned that property
populated.
There.
St. Mary Magdalene. Now that's where
that's in Hazel Park.
That's where I used to go. And I took to catechism on Saturdays.
Right.
My brother and I used to have to. But there also was, what was her name? A lady, and I can't think of her name now, but she held catechism classes one day a week in her home, and the priest from St. Mary Magdalene would come to home and...
Made it a little easier.
Yes, and we would go there and for our catechism classes right after school. And what is his name? Merkel?
Oh, Ralph Merkel.
Ralph Merkel was...
Ralph Merkel's mother?
No. Ralph Merkel used to go to catechism with me. Mm-hmm. And the Gales. And...
You mean like Bob Gale?
Yes.
Oh, Bob Gale?
Oh, yes.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. He went to class, but they lived right near them, these people. I can't remember this lady's name, if ever she was a saint.
This was a lady that had the catechism
classes. Yes.
Was that on Gina Avenue?
No, honey. Right up there on Park Court or Hales, up in that area. Park Court, up in that area. It was in back of...
Wasn't that Gina Avenue before it was Park Court?
Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, so they changed the names of some of the streets.
Changed the name of the street.
But I can remember it cost us, I think it was a nickel to get the bus to go down to St. Mary Magdalene. But if the group of us would... As we make friends, we would pawn our money and buy apples, a bag of apples, and eat them on the way home and would take the bus and we'd walk.
Well, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. And I can remember doing that. But on Sunday morning, if we didn't have a car and couldn't get the bus, which was always late, rather than be late, we'd start hiking. And
boy, that's a walk.
That's a walk to St. Mary Magdalene. And a lot of times they walked into Royal Oak, too.
Yeah, now that's even more of a walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's get back to you in the city. Can you tell me anything about any of the other city departments?
He could make anything or do anything, or he was a jack of all trades and he was good at everything.
Now, this is the city hall from the branch library or down at the new Civic Center?
He just stayed here. He never went down.
Yeah, he went down there when they first moved. From the new city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He was a great man.
They didn't have a big department. It was him and who else was there? Couldn't have been many guys. To take care of the streets and...
Nobody took care of the streets, really.
Oh, okay.
The county roads, the main roads of the county, and... We didn't even have snow plowed them days until we became a city.
Okay, I'm talking about after you became a city now.
Oh, we had good snow plowing. They started a DPW up, and we had good collections, mm-hmm. good snow plowing.
Our streets were always
okay. Now you had to go to people. They had to come to you and ask you for money, right? I mean, how did you get all this stuff?
Well, it probably come from the taxes.
Okay.
The only place it could come from. Nobody donated it.
Yeah. So they had to come to people and ask them for taxes. There weren't that many houses here, were there?
There was quite a few at that time.
It was growing. It was starting to build up.
Oh, okay. So you had a pretty decent tax base then. You must have, because...
Oh, yes.
You wanted Lamphere, and Lamphere wanted to join with you, and you had... It was fairly developed here, and you didn't...
Oh, yes, by then. Yeah, okay. Because all your... Well, Arbor Drugs came in, and then they had the Farmer Jacks here.
Okay.
And... Well, Carps, yeah, but then...
Where was Carps?
Where Arbor's is.
Okay.
Carps Drugstore. And then the Farmer Jack.
That's on the west side of John R., just north of 11 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then you had all these other little places booming, and it just seemed... It was such a shock. I mean, even today, to come back and see what has developed.
Well, this is what's so amazing to me. I mean, one day you've got dirt streets and dirt roads with ditches and everything,
right.
And then what did they do? Just start making roads right away? I mean, how soon did this stuff come in? It had to take a while.
Come in pretty fast.
Now
I look back at it, I really, you'd have to look at some official records on that.
But that's a priority, I guess. So people wanted that taken care of
we
first.
We got paved roads, and that was a real
It just seemed to develop so fast before your eyes. But, you know, when you're living here, you could see it, but not until, like, we have seen the city progress so since we've moved away.
So we got rid of the big ditches first.
We've left.
Now, the big ditches were
big on... Big ditch on 11 Mile Road.
Oh.
And,
I remember that from when I lived in Warren. I lived between Hoover and Shaner. There were big ditches on both sides of the street.
Well, it used to be cart come up them sometime in the springtime.
Our daughter Sue would, they were on their way home from Edison School for lunch. They would come home to eat lunch, and I would always, and it was winter, I had always had a nice warm lunch waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jerry came home and Sue didn't, and we began to get quite worried. So we started hiking, and finally we met her, and she was soaking wet. Well, her girlfriend had gone on the ice right there at the corner of Dartmouth and 11.
In the ditch.
In the ditch, and to walk on the ice, and she fell in. And Sue went in to get her because she was hollering, and she went in. Luckily, a truck driver stopped and got pulled both girls out. And that girl came home. Sue was drenched in mud and ice on her.
I did that when I was a kid.
It was, oh, I was so glad.
Sue later become a Marine captain.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the ditch experience that did it.
Well, she...
She served a hitch in the Marine Corps.
No kidding.
No, she worked out at Cranbrook, or not Cranbrook, Meadowbrook, Oakland University. She would take care of the celebrities when they would come to Meadowbrook. And she has quite a few autographs of famous ones that came there. And then if need be, she'd take them to lunch and so forth. And she got tired of it. She wanted to do something more. And she put her application in to become state trooper. And she was chosen to be the first woman state trooper, but she turned it down because she got her orders that she was accepted into the officer's candidate school.
For the Marines.
For the Marines.
Yeah.
So she took that hoping to further her travels and things, and she became a communications officer.
And now Geraldine became...
Jerry became the city clerk. Jerry...
Started to work for the city.
Right after high school. She came with...
I needed money.
She needed some money. Well, she worked for a while at Montgomery Wards, and she just didn't like that. And
that was in Royal Oak.
Universal Mall.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm thinking too far back.
That
was
co-op. And she found out she didn't like to be a sales lady. And so when she graduated, she just didn't know what she wanted to do, if she wanted to go to college or what. And she said, you know, I'd like to get a job. And I was ironing, and I was talking to her, and I said, well, Jerry, you know, the city's growing. Why don't you go and put your application in up at the city hall? And she said, no, Mom, because everybody thinks Dad had his hand in it. And I said, listen, it's between you and me. You go up to the city hall and see Sarah.
Yes, Sarah Gable.
Sarah Gable.
Okay, Sarah Gable was who?
Sarah Gable worked in the city clerk's office, and she did all the elections.
And I knew her through working on the elections and things.
She was not the clerk, though.
No,
Dorothy Lentz.
Dorothy was the clerk.
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't know Dorothy. I did know Sarah because of working on the elections. And
you worked on elections,
too?
Oh, yes.
We counted ballots. Then I worked on when we voted to become a city. And we worked from one morning until after 10 o'clock the next morning. We counted by hand each.
And you didn't have machines.
No.
You had boxes and
we had ballots and we had to count. And we were very exhausted. But, oh, yeah, we worked. And I also worked for a few months up at the City Hall.
Switchboard.
The switchboard operator.
Are you kidding?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
pretty neat. But we, it was just...
So you both were really highly involved in the city.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
Not really, you know, it just...
Just kind of happened.
Really.
Just...
But I tried to tell them where we came from.
Yes.
Where we went traveling.
Always Madison Heights. They always, are you from Detroit? No, we're from Madison Heights, Michigan. And to this day, we have our Madison Heights shirts we wear. We're very proud. We're very proud.
Well, what do you think of, how much is it, when did you leave here? When did you go to Union Lake?
86.
Well, it's been a while then.
Yes.
86 we moved out.
So there's been some changes since you...
I can't get over it. I just can't believe it. Really.
Looks nice, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
Yeah.
Really. When you look back and think, you had a little bit of help in it. It makes you feel proud.
Yeah. I think John R. is one of the most telling changes even since I've been here. Because this was all repaved since I've been here.
And how many times?
And after Ed retired, we left Jerry here and to take charge.
Take care, yeah.
Take care
of
everything.
We're very proud of her. She really worked. She was quite a worker. She started from the bottom and earned her way. And she worked.
Started as a
clerk typist. Dorothy gave me the chance.
Did you stay in the clerk's office the whole time?
Never
went into anything else?
And then Dorothy put you as the elections officer?
I became elections clerk, and then I became deputy, and then I became clerk.
When did you get machines? When did you first get machines?
They had the AVM machines, I think, when Dorothy was a deputy here.
Okay, so that would have been like what year?
I think she was in 55. Well, she must have been deputy in
58. Okay.
But I think they had machines there. I can look back and check, but I've never...
She worked for Mrs. Bradford, didn't she?
Yes, yeah, Mrs. Bradford was...
No, Myrtle Chamberlain.
I was just going to say, where did Myrtle Chamberlain come in?
She worked for Myrtle Chamberlain.
Yeah, well, and Sarah Bradford was... What was Sarah Bradford?
She worked in the police department.
That's
Sarah
right.
Bradford was a clerk before
Myrtle Chamberlain. But then she
got in the police department.
Who?
Sarah.
Didn't Sarah Bradford work in the police with Barry Warren?
I never knew she worked in the police department.
I can remember Sarah Bradford was, you know, and I can remember they were all so thrilled when Jerry was born and we brought Jerry up to see them and things.
I came up to City Hall to visit the ladies. Never thought I'd work there.
Well, that's kind of neat.
This city hall. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I remember Beryl
Warren. Yes, she was.
Beryl was always nice. And she
very.
Well, that was originally, that building was originally what, built by the Metropolitan Club.
That's that kind of orange brick two-story building.
That was originally built by, or part of it was built. They couldn't finish it. And then the city bought it from them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Metropolitan Club started to build that building. The Metropolitan Club is what? That's connected with the police, right?
Police, fire, and postal.
Now, so that building, was that ever did it belong to Royal Oak Township? It didn't.
No, it belonged to the club.
City of Madison.
As far as I know.
Yeah, and then Madison Heights took it over as a city hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They sold it to Madison Heights.
Did the city finish the building up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they finished it.
The city completed it.
Completed it.
Okay, that's why in the Art Selahowski interview, he talks about building a city hall.
That
he's talking about finishing up that building.
That
we
one.
Didn't get into the part with the Metropolitan Club because he didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they started the building.
Okay.
And money was rough in them days.
Mm-hmm.
And they bit off more than they could chew.
Was that like a, it would have been like your union meeting hall or a place
where you could have weddings?
Or
I think they intended to rent it out, you know, for meetings, different meetings, different clubs.
Yeah, it belonged, he was a president one year for the for the club. For the Goodfellows.
Goodfellows.
I belonged to the auxiliary.
Did you go and collect the, you got people to donate things for the good fellows and pack them all up?
You didn't have to hardly ask any of the businessmen around here. They give you everything they had.
Very generous.
They were real nice.
Yeah.
And then what, you took them all back to the fire station, divided everything up?
Fire station or, I don't think we took them to the fire station. We'd get stuff for, we had to buy stuff too for the baskets.
Uh-huh.
And then fix the baskets. And
back then, did you still sell the newspapers?
Yeah, then we sold newspapers,
Where did you used to go to sell your newspapers?
Just on any of the one corners.
Okay. Because I remember a couple of years
you really see people as they are then when you're selling papers.
Yeah, I've had people try to run me down on a street, and it's so strange.
It's really, there's good people and there's bad people, and they're always
strange. Did you get involved in any of the political campaigns, backing anybody, or passing out leaflets, or standing at the... You worked the elections, so you didn't get into any of that kind of stuff, or did you?
A little bit.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Political things.
Yeah, on the fence. We, we try to.
You had some very strong politicians here.
Oh, yes, we did.
They're mean. Yeah. Some of them are mean.
Some were, but the ones who really.
What was that judge's name?
Lawrence? Judge
who?
Lawrence?
No, no, hell. He's
Williams.
Judge Lawrence was a good judge.
Williams?
Was it
Williams?
No, the one that lived down by the track, the head of the DPW, bought his house. Joe, what was it, Joe or Tom?
Barlow?
Tom Barlow bought he had a hardware store on Rochester Road, too. Hutchings? What the heck was his name?
But as far as politics,
not really. We never,
Judge Broder was the old standby judge, Joe, back in the township days.
Now, where was the court?
That was in the basement in the library.
They did everything there.
Everything. The library, the city hall, the meeting room, the court.
Did you ever take the kids to the library?
Oh, yes.
What was it like back then?
It was
small. They didn't do story hours.
No. We just went in.
To get books.
To get books, to in further projects and schoolwork and things. But
it was
so
a room
small.
If they built the wall here, it would be about as big as that.
Very small.
Okay, this room we're in here is like 750 square feet, so it's smaller even than that.
Oh,
smaller.
Yeah.
About
like a good-sized bedroom.
What's that bookcase there, that room over there?
Okay. But the
and then the jail was
the
right
always took advantage
around the corner.
Of the library.
And we had a bathroom and a shower. Well, that's where we had to take showers, the fire department. We had to take showers down the basement.
Boy, that basement got a lot of use, didn't it?
The furnace room was down there. And the judge's private chambers was down there. And then the oil for the furnace was in a little black cutout room.
Well,
two big tanks of oil.
Royal Oak Township was pretty big because it expanded all the way over to 8 Mile Road.
Yeah. And they've got their own thing right now, Royal Oak Township down there.
Mm-hmm.
They've still got two sections of Royal Oak Township. One where it is, on 8 Mile Road, then went over on, Greenfield?
Yeah, right.
Denzer's Forest there. And,
yeah.
The old people's home, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we were very happy when we became a city.
Well, you've seen it all.
I think it was really, it was well worth it.
And you like the changes that came about today.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you came back to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Hey, it's been fun.
Good health to you, and hope you enjoy your retirement.
Thank you very much. So far, we have.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank
She's going to Israel in July.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
Yes.
Oh, is that great?
You are, too.
Both of them.
I'm going to a kibbutz. I always wanted to go to a kibbutz.
How long are you going to stay?
I think it's 11 or 12 days.
Now, this is what? One of your daughters is going?
Yes, my daughter and her family.
Daughter?
Cindy.
Okay.
And her husband and son, a daughter, Rachel, and son, Mark. Okay. Rachel's going to make her bar mitzvah.
Okay.
Over in Israel.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, very exciting. And they invited us to go.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
So we're very excited about it. Thank you.